For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. A vote over that controversial compressor station in Buckingham County has been delayed, another setback for the Atlantic Coast Pipeline. The hot new thing among progressive politicians is refusing campaign cash from companies such as Dominion, the lead builder of the pipeline. And we talk with the Times-Dispatch's Patrick Wilson about his reporting on the controversial hiring of former Lieutenant Governor Bill Bowling at JMU. This is the WMRA Daily for Thursday, December 19th.
Support for the WMRA Daily comes from the shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with parking available. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
A Virginia air pollution panel is delaying a vote on a key permit for the Atlantic Coast Pipeline. The board voted 3-1 Wednesday to allow additional public comment on a proposed permit for a compressor station in a historic African-American community in Buckingham County. That proposed site for the station is in Union Hill, a community founded by freed slaves. The delay is the latest setback for the proposed 600-mile pipeline, which would carry fracked natural gas from West Virginia into Virginia and North Carolina. Last week, a federal appeals court threw out a permit for the pipeline to cross two national forests, including parts of the Appalachian Trail. More than 182,000 Virginians have enrolled in new health coverage that begins in 2019. On Wednesday, Governor Ralph Northam announced the enrollment in the new coverage under Medicaid expansion. That coverage is available to 19 to 64-year-olds who are not eligible for Medicare and who meet some income requirements, which vary by family size. State lawmakers voted to expand Medicaid earlier this year, joining a majority of other states that had already expanded publicly funded health care to low-income adults. Help signing up is available on the state's website, coverva.org. Well, the influence of corporate money has long been a staple of American politics, but now a new political trend is emerging in the Commonwealth to resist campaign contributions from major corporations. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
It wasn't all that long ago that the utility monopoly Dominion contributed campaign cash to every member of the General Assembly. Then something changed. Now it's the new hip thing among progressives to make a show of refusing to take money from Dominion. So what happened? Quentin Kidd at Christopher Newport University says it was the Supreme Court decision in Citizens United.
That ruling really resonated in a way that was really important on the progressive side of politics, and it created a movement to try to tackle the money in politics issue.
13 members of the General Assembly have sworn off Dominion money, and 2 members of Congress. Now Attorney General Mark Herring says he won't take Dominion money in his campaign for governor. Stephen Farnsworth at the University of Mary Washington says that puts pressure on the other candidates.
If you want to be a Democratic nominee for governor in Virginia, you really do have to refuse Dominion money at this point. The activist base that votes in the primaries will accept nothing less.
Campaign finance records from the Virginia Public Access Project show Dominion is one of the most generous corporate interests in Virginia politics, donating about $7 million in direct campaign contributions over the last decade. Michael Pope.
A new study from Virginia Commonwealth University says that children of problem drinkers are more likely to marry someone with a drinking problem. From partner station WCVE, Charles Fishburne reports.
The VCU study says it's not a question of heredity or environment.
Most likely, they reflect a combination of both.
Jessica Salvatore was the lead author of the study conducted by VCU and Sweden's Lund University of over 1 million people.
In this case, we found that you do marry someone who's like your parents.
She says the study is important for clinicians to consider risks and to encourage support and to end the cycle that can define a lifetime.
Like how happy you are, how much money you make, and even how likely you are to develop an alcohol use disorder.
She says alcohol remains a problem for 15 million Americans, and it costs about $250 billion a year in lost work, health care, and criminal justice. Charles Fishburne, WMRA News.
Over the weekend, the Richmond Times-Dispatch reported on the controversy over former Republican Lieutenant Governor Bill Bowling's new job at James Madison University. The reporter on that story, Patrick Wilson, talked with Craig Carper at our partner station WCVE about his reporting.
Bill Bowling was one of the members of the governing board at James Madison. And while he was on the board, he talked with the university president in some fashion about possibly getting a job at the university. when his term was done in June of this year. And they agreed to hold off on that discussion, they said, until after he was off the board. And so in July, the discussion continued, and the president, John Elger, and Bill Bowling sort of crafted a job description for Bowling to be a high-level administrative employee of the university who reports to the president. The reason this is controversial is because Bowling had just come off the Board of Visitors of the university, and their job is to hire and fire the president, oversee the university finances, vote to raise tuition or not, and things like that.
So, Patrick, what are Bowling's responsibilities in this job?
There's a long job description that evolved over time, according to the records that we looked at, and it involves a lot of different things. It's helping the university seek out grants. It is assisting with lobbying, state and federal lobbying efforts, guest lecturing, giving speeches on behalf of the university on campus and off campus, and helping with university fundraising campaign, all reporting directly to the president. So a lot of different duties are laid out in the job description.
We should point out, Patrick, that reaction among Bowling's former Republican colleagues has been mixed. Some thought the position made sense, and others expressed concerns and questioned the necessity of the job and spending state funds on the position.
I think one issue would be that there's already people doing most or all of these duties. So this was, you know, is this an additional layer on top of that?
So, Patrick, what can you tell us about the compensation for this job and the benefits and perks that come along with it?
The salary is $140,000, which, according to the records we saw, is a number that Bowling worked out with University President Elger. He also arranged to live in a house that's owned by the university near the campus. There are, I believe, 34 houses that James Madison owns and rents out. And Bowling made it clear that he needed his first year of rent covered by the university in order for him to take the job and make it work.
Okay. So how often do former state elected officials take positions like this at state entities? And do they frequently get to write their own job descriptions?
There's a number of former lawmakers who have been appointed or taken jobs with state government at much higher salaries than what they would have earned, what they did earn when they were lawmakers. Virginia lawmakers are part-time. The lieutenant governor, which Bill Bowling was, is a part-time job. And we did a FOIA request of James Madison, and within that were records showing that it was very important to him that he needed a 3-year contract with James Madison because that was going to help boost his state pension when he was done. The state pension is based on the highest 3 years of earnings for a state employee.
What legislation are we likely to see in the next General Assembly session as a result of this situation?
There's already a bill that's been filed by Senator Mark Obenchain, who is one of the lawmakers who was concerned about James Madison hiring Bill Bowling on its staff. And previously, Mark Obenchain and Bill Bowling were, I don't know if they were political opposites, but they were not allies in the Republican Party. And Obenchain has filed a bill that would say that any member of a university governing board basically has to wait 4 years before becoming an employee of the university.
And Patrick, what have Bill Bowling and his legal team said about this situation?
Bill Bowling has issued a statement for my story, in part saying that his support for James Madison and his desire to help be a public servant, you know, was his motivating factor in wanting to work there. I got a call from Richard Cullen, who's a attorney in Richmond, a former U.S. attorney and former state attorney general, really a power player in Virginia politics. And Mr. Cullen called me to say that at Bill Bowling's request, he had previously reviewed all of this and found that there was no violation of state conflict law in the university arranging the job with Bill Bowling, allowing Bill Bowling to help craft the job description and hiring him. Now, nobody had publicly alleged any violation of the law, and I hadn't, but attorney Richard Cullen called me to make that clear while I was doing the story.
All right. Thanks to Patrick Wilson, politics reporter for the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Patrick, come back anytime.
Thank you, Craig.
That's Patrick Wilson talking with WCVE's Craig Carper in Richmond. In response to his reporting, JMU's spokesman Bill Wyatt said the university is disappointed with the Richmond Times-Dispatch's characterization of the hiring process. He said that the newspaper willfully omitted facts to paint a, quote, inaccurate and irresponsible picture. In a separate statement, President Alger emphasized JMU's commitment to, quote, stanch the trend toward a lack of civility in politics and public discourse. There are few individuals in the Commonwealth who have the credentials to help lead this change, Alger says, and we are excited that Mr. Bowling has agreed to do so on our behalf. Tomorrow, WMRE's Andrew Jenner will have more from Senator Mark Obenchain on his proposed legislation. He says that if passed by the General Assembly, that law could rescind Bowling's position retroactively. More on that Friday. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening and enjoy your Thursday. And stay dry.